great week at the Biamonte house, guys. I've got these outdoor lights on my house. I have a sick obsession with colorful lighting, and I think my wife actually low-key hates it but tolerates it.
That doesn't surprise me with you because you're an Apple diehard, yeah. And I always see that like that multicolored like light bulb thing.
Yes.
And I don't understand how it works, but it's like Matt being an Apple guru, next level diehard Apple guy. Like this is a surprise, but you're the light colorful.
I'm the light guy. Like I just bought this light strip on the back of my TV that will like match what's on the TV, and I'm just like, this is unbelievable. It's taking it to the next level. And my wife's like, don't care. What a waste. Anyways, I made sure to light up the house with BRU Blue all week long. I've just been so excited about that Kevin Young news. But that wasn't the only piece of significant news this week.
Nope.
And look, you're the hockey guy.
So I love hockey, man.
How significant? Just tell us how big of a deal this is that Ryan Smith and the state of Utah now have acquired the Coyote franchise. They're leaving the name behind, so they need a new name. Just how significant is this, Nate?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, have you guys been to a Utah Grizzlies game?
No.
I've been.
You have?
Yes.
What do you think?
I always enjoy them. I just like being at live sporting events, but I think where I struggle is I just don't know the rules of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing about hockey that I don't know, almost like the culture of the sport. And
like icing, you don't know what it is.
Yeah. Like I kind of have a general idea. Like I know soccer more than I would hockey. And maybe it's just I haven't forced myself to learn more. But I'll tell you what, seeing an NHL the highest level, I'm way more interested.
I was going to just say, you know, Grizzlies games are fun. But NHL games, it's a totally different level. I went to games in Detroit, in Anaheim, Denver. I mean, these games are so fun. The energy inside the stadiums, it's such a fast-paced game. One thing I love, just after watching basketball for the last 4 months, the nicest thing about hockey for me is that the refs play no impact. You don't have to worry about guys with foul trouble, and you almost don't see the refs there at all.
That's nice.
But it's just fun. The environment's awesome.
High scoring.
It's definitely higher scoring than soccer.
Well,
you won't have a lot of like 1-0 games.
I was going to say that it seems like now the NHL, I've been kind of doing a deep dive listening to some of these national pundits talk about the NHL coming to Salt Lake. And there's, of course, these stereotypes of like NHL fans. Can you even, you know, all these, you know, stereotypes of, you know the jokes,
yes,
that are thrown out about Utah. But they did say a lot of these national analysts have said that the sport is offensive more than ever before. It's
ooh,
not these,
I
it's
like
not these
that
1-0 knockout drag out like hockey matches anymore. It's like you'll get a game where it maybe is 5-4 or something, and that's
sign me.
That's
up.
Pretty big. That's high, you know, entertainment for, you know, for a hockey game. So, and the thing is, I'm curious too, Nate. As we talk with Nate Slack here about NHL coming to Utah, it seems like the Vegas team instant success. Seattle's had some success. I feel like Utah will not let this market fail or let this franchise fail. And the Coyotes bring a lot of assets over to this Utah team.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of good draft picks they have. I think they have one first round pick and then I think 5 second round picks this next draft. And it's not like the NBA draft. It's a lot more like baseball where, you know, the second round draft pick, there's still a whole lot of good talent. It's not kind of like the lower end of the draft.
It's not like the NBA draft this year where after the first four picks, there's nothing left.
Yes, exactly. And honestly, there's a whole lot of good talent already on the Coyotes. But one thing I'm really excited about this offseason is that Ryan Smith is already talking about bringing in some really big signings for free agents. And hockey is nice because it's not like NBA guys where they're kind of divas and they don't want to be in Salt Lake. And there was that whole thing about the nightlife a couple years ago.
Right.
I mean, a lot of these guys are from Europe. They're from, you know, Finland and
Canada.
They love to be in the cooler areas. They love to be in my mountains. And there's a lot of current NHL players who have homes in Park City already. And so it's a desirable spot. It's not going to be something that Jazz fans are used to with free agents don't want to come to Utah because it's going to be just a totally different
name preference
player.
Quickly before we get to break,
Utah Yeti.
Yeti, you like the Yetis?
I want Yeti.
I think the Yetis would produce the best and coolest looking logo.
Yes.
You?
Yeah, new name probably Outlaws or Yeti maybe.
Yeti. I don't hate the idea of the Utah Hockey Club.
I think that's going to be this year because they're probably
that's
not
going back to that Apple. Sleek. Yeah. Crisp. Utah Hockey Club. That's why Matt likes it. He's all in on Apple. All right. It seems sleek and crisp.
It does. Yeah. It does. Let's take a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way on the other side. Let's do a little football. I know it's been a lot of hoops, but we did catch up with a lot of players at the end of spring football. Maybe the starting quarterback, Jake Retzlaff, he'll join us on the other side.